Let's talk a little bit about the Marine who is in jail in Mexico. This is another case of an individual that crossed over the border by mistake. He is a Marine. He was in Florida. He was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. He was on his way to treatment. And I have not been in this area before, but all the reports are saying that the roadways and the markings and so forth are very confusing and easily misunderstood. He ended up crossing into Mexico. He could not turn around. There was no signage that said, you're about to cross into Mexico, you need to turn around, that type of thing. And he had with him military-grade weaponry. By the way, he's a Marine. The Mexican officials, in their inimitable wisdom, have arrested him, and he has now spent 102 days in prison, and he is going through the legal system. This is an outrage, and it is absolutely asinine on the part of the Mexican government. This is stupid. This is positioning. This is posturing. This is them flexing their muscle in the face of the United States, and it ticks me the hell off. However, it has to be my anger at this circumstance has to be tempered with looking at it from the other side of the glass. All right? We've just spent a long time talking about illegal immigration, okay? And we are ticked off to the core about people disrespecting our laws and coming into our country illegally. Now, they're doing it intentionally. This individual, Sergeant Andrew Tamarisi, did it by accident, okay? He accidentally went into Mexico. But the Mexican officials have arrested him and he's on trial for this offense. And they're saying, I'm sorry, you ready? Ignorance of our laws is no excuse. You ever heard that? That is our policy as well. You get pulled over for speeding. You're doing 75 in a 60-mile-per-hour zone, and you tell the officer, but officer, it was 75 just a mile ago. I didn't see any signs that say that the speed limit has changed. I'm sorry, boy, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Here's your ticket. Okay, that's our policy as well. So I'm angry about this. I think the Mexican government are being real jerks about this circumstance, but ignorance of the law is no excuse. The other situation is, what if a member of the Mexican military came across the border with military grade? Let's just say a hypothetical situation that some kind of illegal substance was legal down there. Well, I don't know, drugs, for example, that you can have all you want. But here, you have over a certain amount of pot, you have a certain amount of coke or one of these other drugs, you can be arrested and charged with trafficking with intent to sell if it's a large enough amount. Let's say a military official comes over onto our border, and while he may have enough weed in his possession that it's legal over on the south of the side of the border, it's illegal here. How would we handle it? What if an individual, not a military individual, just a private citizen came over? Wouldn't we arrest him? Yes, we would. Wouldn't we process him? Yes, we would. I think the difference is, though, that if a military individual came across the border and he said, holy cow, I am really sorry, I'm a federale, I'm a member of the, Mexican army, and I made a wrong turn, I'm relatively new here, I'm really sorry, here's my papers, here's everything. We might delay him for a few hours while we call the consulate, while we call, make a few phone calls. But he's going back. Him being held in prison for 102 days is asinine. And it shows that the Mexican government, in my opinion, has total disregard for the United States. Total disregard. 71 U.S. lawmakers sent a letter requesting the immediate return of this Marine. The letter said, we appreciate your careful consideration of the case. The letter, signed by 71 congressional representatives to Tijuana Judge Victor Octavio Luna Escobedo states, as members of the U.S. House of Representatives, we stand behind Andrew and believe the specific circumstances of his case require him to be returned to the United States immediately. The letter states the lawmakers believe that Tomarussi accidentally crossed the Mexican border, as he claimed. There is evidence to support this. A 911 call made the night of his arrest. He called and said he was stuck in the crossing lane to Mexico. One of the most compelling pieces of evidence, according to this letter, is a 911 call Andrew made at the border checkpoint where he stated he was unaware of his location. He also, it's also important to take into account that he, Andrew was new to the San Diego area and without many, without permanent housing and had many of his possessions in his car. He was unfamiliar with the confusing roads and so forth. His claim that there wasn't proper signage, what do you know? They've gone out and fixed the signage prior to that. Well, there's an update to the case. Yesterday there was a hearing, and many thought, okay, this judge is going to finally wise up and do the right thing and cut him loose. He sent Tomarussi back to prison after the he made his initial presence in the courtroom. Sent him back. All right, very quickly, let's talk to Craig in Edgar quickly. Thanks, Craig, for calling in. What can we do for you?
Morning. Yeah, in reference to the Marine in prison, and you kind of stole my thunder when you mentioned, you know, what if, you know, they came across our border. The fact is that the Mexican military regularly fires upon border agents. Just last week, there was a story of a Mexican military helicopter firing on Border Patrol agents. Yeah. You know, there's a story, and, you know, there's no response from the U.S. government, and the whole, and it's just typical of what, you know, our government does or does not do in regards to looking out for its own citizens.
Yeah, I think it's indicative of, like I was saying, there's something going on here where there is a desire to have this happen. All right, let's take a break. We'll wrap things up. And then Jeff here in Wausau, hold on. Hang on through the break. We'll get to you next. Jerry Bader Program, 888-455-1360. I'm Seth.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.